Hey, fellow Moonwalkers, it's Rob from Cigar Story Gets Podcast. Want to know why we've been working with Moonwalker for the past 3 years? Let me tell you. Third-party tested, it's hemp-derived, they have the highest quality and the best prices. They're made right here in the United States. They have a full-time customer service, money-back guarantee, and a customer service rating of 98%. Not to mention, they taste great. Moonwalker was born out of the curiosity to push the boundaries of what is truly possible with hemp. By combining award-winning terpenes and natural flavors in unique custom blends, they explore new dimensions of taste, balance, and euphoria. Follow us at CS Idiots Podcast on Instagram, hit the partners link in the bio, and be sure to use promo code CSIPOD01 for 15% off of your next purchase.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Cigar Store Idiots. I am Rob, and we got the stars aligned and did a little black magic, and then we get everybody back in the studio. So what's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Living the dream.
It's somebody's dream.
I'm sure it's fucking ain't mine.
Ain't mine. It's got to be. It's somebody's nightmare is what I'm starting to realize.
Wake me up.
Because I don't want to dream it anymore.
I have.
The good news is, you're not Fannie Willis.
It's true. It's true. Oh, my God.
Jesus. Y'all talk about, like, I know we'll get into it. Dude, you couldn't have, like, I don't know. I swear, you could have, like, freebased cocaine, then did meth off the back of a toilet like the Whites in West Virginia, and you still couldn't have come up with the fucked up shit. They had her daddy on the stand, y'all.
He was calling everybody a cracker.
I know.
More than once.
I saw a lady on TikTok. And she was the same ethnic background as Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
She went off. All O-F-T offed. She said for them to claim racism, it might be the dumbest shit she's ever heard. She said because the last time I checked, there ain't a person in power in Fulton County that ain't
that
black.
That is not African American.
And that's what she said. She goes, so y'all claiming racist?
Yeah.
So please find the token white guy and show him to me.
Yeah.
Like she was loose. And now she's an older black lady. So she's
she
like
knows
a
race. Yeah. She knows racism. My question is, I don't think they care. Like,
no.
She just blatantly like.
Well, when they interviewed the guy, he's sitting up there. He's like, well, I paid for a bunch of trips. Motherfucker, I just asked you a question under oath. Don't you dare try to skirt it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have been like, Judge, this is how we gonna do this?
And hostile witness. Need to treat him like a hostile witness.
Let me put my hands on his ass.
Honestly, that's how they're treating it. That's what I'm afraid of. It just ain't nothing's gonna come of it. I don't think they're gonna do. I honestly don't know if anything's gonna be done about it.
We are the laughing stock in the nation. Right
yeah.
Now.
If you don't know who Fannie Willis is, she was the prosecutor trying to get Trump back in Georgia with election fraud, right?
In Fulton County.
In Fulton County.
She brought election fraud charges and stuff like that.
He was tampering. He was the one committing fraud.
And what kills me is you're going to go up there and you're going to scream to the press about how wrong everything is, knowing damn well he's got some of the best lawyers in the nation, and they're going to safe-crack your skeletons in your closet.
Yes.
Does she really think she could keep that shit hid?
This man is surrounded by hungry lions, and they're just ready to eat on anything and everything that comes their way. I don't know how it's going to shake out, man. I really don't, because I feel like right now the world is so stupid, and the things that are going on in the world are so just unbelievable.
I saw something yesterday that put it in perspective, that said there's two types of people out there right now. Those that do not believe anything they read online that comes from a news source, also do not believe anything on the news channels. And then there's other people that think that what's coming across the news stations is the gospel.
And sadly, all you ever hear about is the ones that think
what's coming across the news stations is the gospel.
And we've said it. We've said it 100 times, and we even touched on it in our upcoming episode on Mysterious Brews. As a nation, within the last 10 years, we give the minority the bullhorn, and everybody thinks they're the majority. That's not the case. That is not the case. I have seen more good stories now. Granted, I have been seeking them out on TikTok. But, man, I've seen more good. Yeah, I've seen more good. There's still good people out there. If you watch the news, there's not. But there really is. There really is good people still out there. Turn your damn news channel off. I don't know.
Let's go ahead. Let's just stay there, man. Let's stay with Trump. New York City.
New York City.
Dude, what about him selling them fucking shoes? And then that backfired, too, because the guy that bought the first pair, they claimed he was a racist. And then come to find out he immigrated to America. I'm like, y'all couldn't have gotten it more wrong.
They're the dumbest bunch of people that has ever existed in the state of the world.
They're the same people that said the Boeing 7 whatever is a good plane. And they people are
filming that damn thing on fire.
Falling apart. The wings falling off.
It's like fire roaring out of the engine.
Everything's fine.
We probably were better off when we were walking around wearing dead squirrels as pajamas trying to start a fire somewhere.
I will say this. I guarantee you we were better off teething on lead-based paint cribs than we are.
Yes. Eating those little paint chips.
So he's at what? He first initially was a $350 million fine that he was ordered to pay for, falsifying information on his business dealings.
But the guy from Shark Tank came out and crucified CNN and NBC, I think. And then they stopped. Guy? Yeah. And then, because basically he said, if this is how it's going to be,
you got to go after everybody.
Everybody in the country is now
at risk.
Is now a criminal because that was the thing.
Let me tell you that the most disgusting thing about it is every day it's not paid, it goes up another $87,502. So right now he owes the state of New York $454 million.
I thought he dropped him a check for that $387.
Did he?
That was the whole shoes thing.
Okay. No, I knew that. And then I was going to get into that because he was selling the shoes for that. But what I read today, I may be a little late on it.
I was going to say, I may be totally wrong too. I'm not.
And then you
but
got.
I thought he sold the shoes to pay the debt off. And then basically, they're saying now some of the old cats in New York are like, fuck it. All right, now, I got an article sent to me. Remington, as we know it, was dissolved because they promoted a dumbass to CEO. He fucked up the whole company and they sold it off in bankruptcy court. But the gun manufacturing plant still in New York has basically said this last week that they're shutting the doors and they're moving. I think they're either moving to South Carolina or Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not as a big of deal as it would have been, say, 7 or 8 years ago.
Right.
Because they've been splintered because I think Hornady Ammunition bought the Remington Ammunition line. It was something. Basically, they had to sell off parts of the company to pay because this dumbass that they hired as a CEO or promoted as a CEO just run that. How do you run a 250-year-old or 300-year-old gun business in the ground? Not unless you set out to do that.
You're paid to run it in the ground.
That's the conspiracy, and is somehow they got him in to do exactly what they wanted. What they're realizing is you can't win publicly battling, saying that we want the guns gone or we want this gone or anything else. Why not just take a book or a page from the book that's just like, hey, let's get our guy in there and let him destroy it from the inside out. And then it just goes away.
Yeah. In the words of a guy that we worked with and coached with, oh, you want me to do this? I'm going to fuck it up so bad. Yes. You're not going to ask me to do it again.
That's why I'm not asked to paint rooms in my house. Because I might touch the trim or the ceiling accidentally. Wink, wink. Even with that, too, with this whole debacle going on there, the attorney general up there in New York, she's threatening to seize all of his assets, freeze and seize them. Like she's
only
trying to,
in New York, right?
Yeah, in New York, yeah.
And him have Trump. Well, didn't he sell Trump Tower?
I don't know.
I thought he had gotten out.
Where's that golf course at?
It's in Florida. Okay. That's Doral.
Okay.
When he bought that, I was like, that motherfucker was smart.
Yeah, he buried his dead wife on it so he could pay taxes.
And the thing is, for years
that's
it's
a boss
been
ass move.
Honda Classic. Honda's been paying him to hold a PGA Tour event there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would now. I will say this: love him or hate him, if you're there at Mar-a-Lago and you're having a wedding and he's on the grounds, he will make a point to come thank you for having a wedding there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But do y'all still? I mean, I'm sorry. Is he going to? Is he going to be the nomination?
He's the only nomination.
Even with all this shit going on and all these people trying to kick him off ballots, like, but is that what's good for us or bad?
If they kick him off, they'll write him in, and that's where the whole shit show's about to start.
If he goes to jail, he still can run for president in jail behind bars. He still can run for president.
No shit.
Yes, sir. Still can run for president.
So do we think that's the direction?
Pardon himself?
They're trying to do that. And then, but here's what's so fucked up is Democrats are now saying that if he gets in office, he's going to prosecute all of his political enemies. And I'm like, oh, you mean like you are now?
Yeah, like you're doing to him now.
And nobody sees the freaking hypocrisy in that statement.
Better yet, have y'all seen Mitch McConnell? How is he still alive, y'all?
I don't know,
man.
Did
you see that picture of his lips and his hands? He looks like he's fucking dead.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does.
And then was it his son's wife that's a Chinese spy backed her Tesla into a lake in Texas?
Oops.
It locked itself and then magically just drove itself.
Rolled her.
In a drought. Yeah. She drowned.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're just getting so brazen now.
Yeah, dude. They don't even care. No. They don't even care.
They're trying to cover it up.
No, no.
We had that bitch killed.
And then they said
just come out and say it now, please.
Is it Tulsi Gabbard, the Democratic from Hawaii?
I think so.
I saw something the other day where somebody's talking about him picking her for VP.
If he does. I've seen that.
I mean.
If he does. Then he's like, it's Yahtzee.
You know, the craziest thing is I said this a while back. We were talking about this. I said, I think the only thing that can happen to rewrite and reverse all the crazy that's going on in the world right now in the United States and even the world is if Trump got Robert Kennedy to be the vice president.
Yeah, he's running. Have you seen? It was the Super Bowl ad. You saw that, didn't you? He redid some of the old Kennedy ads.
But man, that guy's got a target on his back. Like you can't. They won't put him on the ballot. They won't give him Secret Service security.
What's he running under?
Independent.
Independent. Yeah.
He's gonna run independent.
But is
he another? That's just I'm such a conspiracy theorist now. I mean, I don't dislike him. I don't dislike him, but are you getting him
I just don't
to
like
run,
to hear him talk.
Are you getting him to run independent? Like, are you trying to get him to run independent to get rid of those votes, to take those swing people?
But there's not any more middle ground, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
there was a guy that was on Sean Ryan, and then he's been on Tucker. I can't think of his name. He's got a Steen last name. Basically, he said all of the males that have half a brain on college campuses are now conservative.
Yeah.
And he said, because you've pushed them that way.
Yeah.
There is no more moderate males on college campuses because you've told them masculinity is toxic. Masculinity is the root of all evil. And so now they're going away from that. And the only way they can get away from it is to go conservative. He said that the needle has moved so far. And I've said this for a couple of times. John F. Kennedy, if he ran on his platform back in the 60s, he would be a conservative.
Yeah,
That's how fucked up it is.
Sure would.
How bad they've swung.
And then the other thing too, like, of course I get bogged down in social media again, like I always do. A toxic trait of mine. Have you seen all of these people that are in position where they're at these new top churches that accept the transgender, all these educators, they're all getting arrested for child pornography right now. Like, it is rampant.
There are, they're not ambulance chasers. They're like, I don't know what the difference is, so excuse my ignorance when it comes to this, but
I don't want to
Mike Tyson come in the podcast. There's a guy on TikTok. He's something Esquire. So his legal title is an Esquire. He's suing school systems that refuse to fly or have the American flag up with the LGBTQ. If you are going to fly one, you have to fly the other. And he is systematically taking down school systems.
Good for him.
I mean, it, and he's got a whole packet. If this is happening to your school system, call me. I'll give you the packet free of charge. And he it cites case law after case law after case law, and then basically it gives them within 30 days of receiving this, it better be up there or every day you're going to face a penalty. And so there's those kind of guys out there now that's trying to get that shit out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, nobody gives a shit.
Can I ask a real question? Like, I'm asking a real question with the positions that you guys have held in the past. How does somebody like that get hired into a school? A man that is wearing women's clothes with a full fucking beard.
DEI.
With colored hair.
That whole DEI thing, diversity and whatever.
Honestly, to be completely honest with you, the person faked their way through the interviews and showed
them. Then once they got in.
Then they decided.
Then it's
to
discrimination.
Sideways.
Yeah.
Then,
oh,
then,
yeah.
Once
got it by
in,
the short curlies.
Right. Then once they're in, they can show they're crazy and you better not discriminate against them. But they're going to play the game to get in.
That makes sense. I mean, I see so many of these elementary school teachers. It's like, I don't know what to tell my kids today. You know, I miss him or I'm he, she today. Or I'm like, man, these kids they're eating paste and boogers. They don't even know what's going on. They're already confused enough as it is.
This all goes back to my registrar's just, God almighty, love Tina. But she's from Alabama. She was the best. She's not my current registrar. She's my previous one. But anyways, she just came up with the saying that, you know, instead of just worrying about all those pronouns, let's just call them all fucker. She said it doesn't matter if you're a furry. It doesn't matter if you're a he, she, a she, him, or anything else.
Yeah.
Just call them fucker.
Yeah.
She said, I'm tired of going in on all these kids' records and having to put in that what their preferred thing is and what this is and what
but
we should
I'll
call
tell
them
you this.
And how it's not, it's
man,
not,
that's insane.
It's not Tina. It's Timothy or
yeah.
some bullshit
yeah.
that she's got to type. She got that's it. Everything I'm going to type, she's going to say preferred name, fucker.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, and I run into this last year, and it still holds true. We have one that I think the parent is making transition.
Mm, which is Munchausen by proxy.
Yes. By law, whatever's on that birth certificate is what's on that school record.
Yeah.
So if it's Timmy, then it's Timmy on his school record.
Right.
Not Tina.
Yeah.
And until Timmy turns 18 and goes through the court system and has his name legally changed to Tina, he will remain Timmy on all of his shit.
Yeah. I seen a situation to where there was a female elementary school student was a female, and now they decided that they're not a female, and the mom's celebrating it on social media. Oh, so brave. You're, you know, this, that, and the other.
And they still eat dirt.
Now, this kid's going to school and causing problems for themselves because they're arguing with kids that that's not my name anymore. I'm a boy. But I'm going to go out for cheerleading. The fuck is going on, man?
And see, and
come
and
on.
Yeah. And I don't understand why they're even giving the attention that they are. I'm sorry. I'm so fed up with the bullshit.
I can't even, man.
And I don't even know how to communicate with you about it.
Because I don't
because I'm so fed up.
I can't communicate
because
about
it doesn't make sense.
I have nothing
and it's like you said, don't come to me and cry because you're getting picked on because you're the one that's doing this.
Yeah.
You're acting like this.
Didn't you think your life was hard enough already?
Yeah.
Before you started all this other nonsense?
But you know what, though? I'm still going to say it. And we say it every time. It's the fucking parents
it
not
is.
Being involved at home.
It is.
I'm or, sorry. Or you want to put a dress on? Take that shit off. You're a fucking boy.
Yeah.
Go to school.
Yeah.
Yes. Give them a little freedom to pursue certain things. But when you can't quit being their friend. I mean, you can't quit being their parent and try to be their friend.
And we talk about this too. Like every
they don't need a friend. It says it in the Bible, flat out. Spare the rod, spoil the child. You've got to realize you've got a fucking job to do. And until they're out of the house, that job's not over.
Right.
And you're not supposed to be their friend until later in life when they've grown up and realized, hey, now I know why you're an asshole to me.
Yeah. And the other thing
took me till I was 24.
Yeah. Well, you got to look at it.
I think I'm pretty 40. I'm 45, and I still fucking have moments where I need them to talk to me.
I don't even know why my dad talks to me. anymore.
I looked at my daddy when I was about 24, 25, and I said, hey, thank you. And he's like, for what? And I was like, making me get a goddamn job.
Yeah.
Doing what I was supposed to do. But I, boy, you hated me, and I was like, I still hate you for some things, but
you just in got, that area,
dude, you just got so much other stuff that's out there too. Like you, it's a mental illness,
Thank God we didn't have cell phones.
I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, you know, and that's a giant problem. That's a giant problem, part of the problem too. You know,
well, it's just it's amazing.
It's everything they see. But everything they watch, everything they listen to, the people that they're around, it's force-fed down their throat every even.
But what's the one thing, if you talk to any parent that's had to take a phone away from a kid, the change they see in their kid over a couple of days
immediately
of not having that in their face?
Yes.
They're no more stressed. They're more polite. They're not trying to be abrasive to their parents because they saw a video of somebody else doing it and they thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Now it's just there's nothing else other than me living with these people right here, which is how we grew up.
Right.
We grew up with who was in the house or who was down the road that we could bribe to play with us.
I could only imagine how I would have been raised with a if we had social media and stuff back then.
So we got to talking.
Would not lasted 10 seconds or 10 minutes in my house.
We got to talking the other day as a math department. You know how our math teachers fought the calculator. You ain't ever.
Yes.
I do. But anyway, school systems are losing their fucking minds right now over AI. And I'm like, well, it's not going away.
It is not going to go away.
Why don't you show them, hey, stupid, I know you copied this directly from AI. You got to have a little bit of common sense to reword it or go to another AI chatbot and get it to reword it.
Yeah.
I just, and my thing is, they're like, we're going to ban everything. We're going to ban everything. And I'm like, no, don't ban it. Show them how to use it.
Yeah. Sir, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Dude, I was just trying to get your attention.
Got you.
Past couple of faculty, listen, the past couple of faculty.
I like to buy a vowel, Pat. Is there an E on the board?
No, Crook's right, still here.
I'm out. All right. So what I'm trying to say, all the past faculty meetings that we have had, they are fully integrating AI into what teachers do now. They want us to go to these websites to pose, hey, if you want to ask this question, type this question in. If you want good essay test questions or anything else, even in math, type this in and say you want it. Hey, go to this website, and if you need help with your IEP and you want it to do the explanation, go here. Like, they are completely pushing, not embracing it and saying anything else. They are fully embracing it, wanting you to have it.
That's because
integrate it in every aspect you can. Use it, use it, use
that's
it,
because
use
there's
it.
A large group of dummies coming up that's going to be school teachers.
But what kills me is I literally was sitting there going, guys, why in the hell would you go to school to get a degree in this anymore? Just be willing to show up, get a paycheck, type everything into this AI, and it'll do it for me.
I'm going back to teach.
Dude.
Not really.
I told my kids the other day, and they're all freshmen, I told them the other day, I said, I swear to God, if I was sitting in your shoes listening to me teach, I'd be valedictorian. I said, I give you the answers every freaking day. I hold your hand and walk you through the process. I said, y'all would die if I found a math test that I took in Algebra 2 in Miss Smith's room.
They wouldn't make it.
You would cry. There were six problems, and we wasn't scared. We had worked those six problems or something similar, and she changed the numbers all fucking week. But, yeah, we knew. By God, you missed one of them son of a bitches.
It's over. Yeah, you failed.
But that's the other thing, and nobody seems to understand this anymore. We've gone to this multiple choice bullshit. It's 100% wrong or it's 100% right, and that's not the case in math, and that's what I keep telling my kids. I'm like, look, if you click B, I see where you made the mistake. I'll give you part of your – but that means that's more work on me. I got to go back through, and I got to get them to pull. I got to pull a report. And that's the bullshit. That's what the one thing I hate about teaching online. Mm-hmm. If you were face-to-face with me, first of all, we wouldn't have a – you wouldn't be not listening to me. But the other thing is, I could see where you're making a mistake. And I'm like, look, you've got to get over not answering questions in the chat. I've got to know where you're messing up. And the thing is, when you mess up, I know where it's at. I know what you did wrong. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. And that's what these kids and these parents don't understand. I'm like, yeah, he made a 50. But he was three questions away from that 50 being an 80, and he just made silly mistakes. We're going to have three more fucking tests, and he's going to have an opportunity to bring it up. On the flip side of that, I gave a 17-question test. I couldn't read the son of a bitch in the amount of time this one girl took it, and she made a 5. What can I do to bring my grade up? And I was like, pray.
Get right with Jesus.
I'm going to need you to get the King James Version out, and I'm going to need you to memorize it.
Wait, excuse me.
Jesus.
Can you read, ma'am?
Can help you right now. I was like, I even told him a five. And I guarantee you I've not gone because it'll make my blood pressure go up. I guarantee you the only question she got right is the only question she asked me about. And I was like, yeah, I can see where you might do that, but that's not the right way. I said, throw that one out.
Yeah.
Fucking five. That's a new record.
That's a record low for you?
Yeah. Like, I'm 24 years into this profession. That's a new record.
We ain't playing golf here. You ain't supposed to get the lowest score. Dummy.
I just don't know what I did wrong. I'm like, you don't know what you did wrong. You didn't even read it. It
reminds me of off a tin cup. It's an easy game, this golf. Yeah.
Hey, do me a favor. Put all the change in your left pocket. Untie your right shoe. Untuck the right side of your shirt. And what the hell am I doing that for? I don't know. It's got to be better than shooting rockets up Lee Jansen's ass over there.
Let's stay on that topic.
Rockets? Piss missiles?
Right now, in certain states, the Gender Affirmation Act bill, AB 957, is being passed. I think California's already passed it. A couple other states is looking at it. You got Indiana and Minnesota.
Y'all, that's the other thing about, before you go any further, Indiana is kind of like Ohio. There's only one city that's fucking up everything.
Yeah. And it's the whole state.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole state.
Gets fucked.
If you don't know what that is, your kid can, just hypothetically speaking, your child, your elementary school child can be talking to his brand new free-spirited pink-haired male teacher that wears skirts and lipstick and tell them, you know what? I think I'm a girl. I don't think I want to be a boy anymore.
I talked to a guy and he said it's a lot easier on my back if I sit down to piss.
I mean, in the middle of the night I do.
I'm sleepy as hell.
Yeah. I don't want to fall down and pee on myself.
Because we all got that buddy we remember that he was drunk, Jeremy, and he gets up to pee in the middle of the night, and instead of going to the bathroom, just walked into the corner of the bedroom and fucking starts pissing in the floor.
I tried to do that in a windowsill one night. I don't remember any of it.
No.
But when you realize that you got to sit down and there's nothing there to sit down on, you're like, fuck, I'm in a bedroom. I'm not in the bathroom.
These aren't even my pants.
So they can coach and groom your kid.
And they don't have to tell you.
And they don't got to tell you. And if you try to act out and raise your hand and say, hey, I'm the parent, this is my child, no, we're not doing that in our house. This is not the way we play. It's not the way we raise our kids. It's not what we do. Department of Children's Services can come in and remove your child for abuse.
Well, here's the thing.
It's happening. It's happening now. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Now it's happening.
This is the way I look at that. It's kind of like when there was an older guy, his grandkid said, you can't talk to me that way. I'll call DFACS. Well, here, dial the number. Before they can get here, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, call an ambulance too.
Because that's what would have happened at that school. I would paint the room pink with his bearded, pink-dressed ass.
Yeah.
And it would be worth it.
Yeah.
I would have the biggest shit-eating grin on my mugshot. What you in for? I beat the brakes off this motherfucker.
Could you imagine us being in high school and having a male teacher that wore a fucking dress and lipstick to class?
Hold on. Let's go even further. Let's not go that far. If we had a male teacher that wore a fucking bow tie.
Yeah, that's fair. They got roasted.
I mean, they had no street cred.
Yeah, no.
You better be able to lift a Volkswagen Bug with one arm if you're wearing a bow tie.
You better be a trained mercenary.
Yes!
If you're wearing that to school.
Yeah.
But could you imagine? They would die. I mean,
duh.
I mean.
But like, it goes back to, they always bitch about our generation.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give a fuck.
No, we didn't.
And I still clearly really don't. I really don't. Clearly you do give a shit because you're talking about all this stuff. The reason I'm talking about it is because someone's trying to push their beliefs on me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
In the words of Eddie Murphy, I ain't got a problem with it.
Shop's closed.
Y'all go suck that dick. I'm gonna go have a beer.
It's just disheartening. It's disheartening.
It is, man.
And Florida passed a bill that said that they will stay out of parents and children's, they will stay out of the home, that they will not conform to that nonsense.
Circling back to Fanny, there's several churches in Atlanta that are up there praying for her because she's being persecuted.
Well, it's because they don't get to be on TV, so they're in front of the news.
Hold on. You want to pray for a girl that stepped out on her husband and her kids somewhere in that great book that you've been talking about.
That's a no-no.
Every Sunday. They don't like that. No. You, thou shalt not covet another man's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, and I saw another thing. Totally changing subjects. The Hebrew translation is not thou shalt not murder. No, thou shalt not kill. It is thou shalt not murder. Because in Ecclesiastes, God said, hey, there's some crappy people over there.
Kill them all.
Kill them all.
Kill them all.
And only Joshua and somebody else, Jacob, were like, all right, let's go. And the rest of them's like, I don't know, man. They look pretty scary. And he's like, okay, wander around in the desert for 40 years till you die.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah. And that's what I'm like, y'all, you're killing me over here trying to bring. You talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's just the whole thing to get on the news. That's all it was. I mean, my opinion. That whole situation, I don't know if anything's going to come of it.
She won't keep her job. That'll be about
it. That'll be it. Yep. And she'll keep moving forward. Somebody else will pick up her slack and
she'll
keep
moving forward. She'll be Charlotte district attorney in 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're right.
So did y'all see that Reddit agreed to a $60 million deal that allows Google to train the AI models on Reddit posts?
No.
$60 million. That's like that TikTok. Hey, baby, would you punch me in the face for $1 billion? I would punch you in the face for $40. They'd have a hard time getting me off of you for $1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I can relate. I can relate to that. That dude was serious.
You would hit me for $1 billion. $1 billion with a B.
Yeah.
With a B. With a B.
Billion.
You got.
God damn, you're on a roll.
Let's go with the whole phone outage thing, our solar.
What was that about? Players. Because I almost wasn't able to enjoy National Margarita Night last night because they couldn't get the card to work because all the phone issues going on.
They're still having
so
issues.
So I literally looked at it and said, okay, I understand the bill's 30, but I got a 10 in my wallet. Either you can get it to work or I can leave you a 10.
We're not staying here.
That's
right
where
now.
We're at. Like, you got an option. You've ran it 5 times, which means my luck is going to go through.
You're
going to
have $150 for margaritas.
Knowing
that
it was a $30 bill with the tip. Which I don't understand how that worked, but I didn't argue.
Man.
And so.
Where's that blaze at?
But I still, what happened? Y'all explain that to me, because like I said, I've been living under a rock. But I'm still just trying to figure out how magically she got it to work.
The FBI director come out and said it was going to happen.
What,
magically.
6 months ago?
No, Monday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or Tuesday.
I didn't know that.
Testified before Congress. China's going to shut down our telecommunications. It's only a matter of when. Shit the bed. The other thing is it was embedded code. And the reason, and I kind of lean to this one, because they were saying how, yes, the majority of the people affected were AT&T customers, but if your business runs through any kind of AT&T Wi-Fi server or cell tower, your ass was affected too.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that it looked like everybody had T-Mobile, Verizon, and there was a couple of other ones.
And it was all major cities.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, theirs wasn't as widespread as AT&T, which we have AT&T, and our shit was not working. And then, God dang it, it didn't work. It's 4 a.m. in the morning to like whatever, and people still on Facebook going, hey, is anybody else's phone not working right now? I'm like, dude, where have you been? Where have you been? What do you mean, is anybody else's phone not working right now? The whole world's phone's
not
working.
And here's the thing. This just goes back to prove that I deal with people that are not very smart every day. If I had woke up and seen a national cell service outage, my ass wouldn't have logged on to school. All showed up. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
You had a digital snow day and you shit to bed.
Yeah. So let's get started on page 73.
Let's graph some exponential functions, fuck your face.
Here's another one.
Look, I've been on break this week. Don't start talking math. I'm going to start twitching. It's been nice not thinking about that.
I think these are the two sports related things I have. And then I got a couple other things. So there's a basketball team up in Maine, Oceanside Mariners. They've won, I think, 4 consecutive state championships. And they're beating people by double digit. They're beating people by 40, 50 points. And so the administration has stepped in.
I saw that shit.
And told they're going to penalize them if they don't make it more competitive for the other teams. And the coach is like, I'm rolling my starters in every fourth, you know, timeout.
I saw that shit.
And they are literally about to punish and penalize the school because
they're Maine, where you play eight-man football.
Because they're beating everybody too bad. Can you believe that? I mean, of course you can believe it, but it's just it's where we're getting. And then the other thing, I don't know if this was college or high school. I think it was high school. We see the big, tall, white guy, blonde-headed white guy. He's playing basketball on the girls' team, and he body slams his chick on her back, and then he hurts two other girls. And there's an outcry for this to stop. Like, he's one girl can't play anymore. The one he threw on her back, the video that you see, I think she's out for the rest of the season with a hip pointer. And then the other two girls, they suffered maybe like a bow to the head or whatever. But it's playing out right before our eyes, you know? Right before our eyes. It's not going away. Like, why are we still talking about it?
Again, that fucker's got to go to the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would cross-body check his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, you think you're getting picked on now? Wait till we get outside.
In the words of a guy that owns a CBD company in the Valley, said, this ain't the first time or the last time I'll ever be arrested, so you better get your shit straight. And I was like, he ain't lying. I've seen many of them. All right, so did y'all see where they found a tube of red lipstick in Iran and they tested it? And the ingredients magically resemble what the lipstick of today has. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I did not see that. Come on in.
Come on in.
I'm just kidding. So, yeah, so the crazy thing is, so what is the deal with that?
The significance is, I don't want to talk about guys body slamming girls anymore, but
true.
Basically what they're saying is L'Oreal and all these other people that are taking beaver buttholes and squishing it into stuff for makeup, they ain't cornered the market.
No.
They were squeezing buttholes last 1,000 years ago.
Lord Jesus.
I can't follow. I can't. We just went from talking about lipstick to beaver buttholes. What are we doing?
Beaver buttholes are
Is that the secret
ingredient? Imitation vanilla comes from beaver buttholes.
It's in all kinds of food and candy you eat. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, son.
Stop. Your ass ain't going to be eating shit no more.
So the fact that I like sweet cream vanilla in my coffee, it means I like
beaver buttholes. There's a beaver butthole.
There's a beaver butthole in the morning. Yeah. That's all I'm going to think about is a beaver butthole.
It is.
I think I'll take two doses of beaver butthole. What? Can I pull up and order those shots at the coffee place?
Hey, guess what you can buy now?
Dude, with a shot or beaver butthole.
Fucking hell yeah, you can buy a beaver butthole. You can buy glow-in-the-dark petunias.
No.
I swore to God they're on sale in 48 of the Great 50.
Why would you do that?
So your yard glows, I guess.
Oh, man. That looks like some toxic something that I don't want growing in my yard.
What about the old boy on TikTok whose yard was smoking and come to find out he watches his doorbell camera and his brother's the one that did it? He called everybody, the fire department, the utilities.
So his brother's just setting his yard on fire?
No, his brother like set a diffused like smoke bomb.
Oh.
But he set like 20 of them and only one went off. And so this guy's out there at like 2 in the morning. What's wrong? What's wrong? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
In the fire department, everybody
rolls up. And one officer finally was like, hey, man. You have anybody over in the last couple of days that he's like, no, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on. He goes, sure enough, my fucking brother.
Wait, cousin Johnny. We'll give you a housewarming gift. You're going to have a smoking front yard.
Will you do me a favor? Do it around this one tree I need to get taken down, please.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, it fell.
Speaking of things smoking, man, if you looked at the similarities of Chile and Hawaii, have you seen that?
Did you see that one blue house in Chile?
Yeah. Not burned.
Nope.
I'm going to say this. This is probably going to be a $1 billion idea. I'm going to give it up to somebody. Just remember us when you get rich and cut me a check. Maybe we should start coming out with, you know how the hazmat suits they have are like white. When they go, maybe we need to make some blue hazmat suits in case they try to torture your ass. You got on a blue suit and you won't
burn.
Funny
you should say that because there is a place.
Stop it.
There is a nonprofit that diverts an ocean plastic tide, removing 2 million with a million pounds of trash from waterways, and they got blue suits on in a blue boat. We're I mean, they can't sink us.
I mean, at some point, maybe the people that colored their hair blue are onto something. I don't know. What are we doing here? What are we even doing anymore?
We're just all trying to free wee wee.
With wee wee. I mean, at any point, at some point, your stuff is not your stuff. You don't own anything. You just have debt. And if they want to take it from you and they want to destroy you, again, politically, financially, socially, they could just take it at any time. There's no consequences. Mm-mm. And then you're just going to be one of them babbling fools.
Like, hey.
Like the...
What's his name from...
Steve Buscemi off of Big Daddy.
Well, and then the...
Eating Egg McMuffins.
Shitter's full. We all thought he was crazy.
Yeah, nah, he was on to something. And he hid out, in Canada?
For like...
And he can't hang out there anymore.
Because, hell, you'll get taught by a bearded, pink-dressed motherfucker up
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So crazy. Like, I don't even know what...
What exactly is going to be the title of this one?
The world's definitely on fire.
I don't know if we can say on fire. The world's just fucking weird.
The world is on fire, man.
Hey, there's a guy that is restoring lost hearing in mice by giving them zinc treatments.
I'm so glad those mice can hear. It's super important.
How did we know they couldn't before?
I don't know, but...
Yeah. It ain't like they could be like...
You know what? Give me that one. He's deaf.
He's like, the mouse is walking around doing this.
Is it because everybody else goes running to the food when the bell rings, but he ran away? I'm pretty sure that's a smart motherfucker because the other ones got killed from it. So maybe he was the smart one.
Maybe he was deaf. Maybe he just had sensitivity issues about bells and he didn't want nothing to do with it.
See? There you go.
I'm just saying that he was a researcher and he did it. Somebody paid that motherfucker to do it.
I'm starting to realize you can pretty much get paid to do anything.
Well, I'm excited. I'm about to start my peptide therapy, and so maybe I'll go deaf and grow a mouse ear out of my forehead. I don't know. We'll see what happens next.
That's exciting.
It is.
Can we take a picture before?
It is literally for experimental use only. That's all it is. I'm not taking it. Just kidding.
Is your will and everything in order?
It is.
Okay, just making sure.
It
won't kill me.
I've reached that age now where if I don't get up and go piss when it hits, I may piss myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right here. I almost had, when we were talking about sitting down and peeing in the middle of the night, this is the worst thing about this diet because I've been chugging so much water. I get so mad when I have to get up and pee because I can't go back to sleep at my rate. And I'm like, do I just let it go? Or
look, man, I sent you my issue and how I got that stuff. I am looking so forward to that kicking in. Cause
no doubt.
God almighty. I mean, that lady literally looked at me and she goes, all right, on this survey, normally I would tell you to skip over this part, but I do need you to let me know, are your breasts sensitive and is your vagina dry?
And
I looked at her and I said, is it that bad? And she goes, honey, it's the worst I've ever seen.
Dude, I was like, how do you grow facial hair still?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Do you still shave?
Just wipe it off with a wet towel.
Do you have a pink dress?
Yes.
I knew it. Damn it.
That is the best. Between Rodney Carrington's whole bit about going to Toby Keith's ranch and seeing out of work child actors on the ranch, and then him shitting Toby Keith's bed, and then Ron White's Cheetos in a beanbag. Those are two of the best fucking bits ever.
What was the thing with Toby Keith? You know, he just passed away. Garth Brooks was wanting to come sing at his thing, and there was a whole shit show
you about that.
Fat
but
butter bean piece of shit.
I don't know what the
did
hard
they clash earlier.
I don't know.
Toby did not have anything for Garth.
I feel like though something had crossed lines, and there was just no love lost there, and neither one of them wanted to buzz to make
I think
it
Garth went the liberal. He went the old.
Clicks. Yeah. I'm gonna get clicks.
Yeah, he went that route.
I know that Blake Shelton told Taylor Swift not to come to the funeral, or if she was coming, she better not advertise it because her platform's so big, it would overshadow.
There'd be too many people there.
It would overshadow the memorial.
It needs to be about him.
Yeah. Let me tell you a brilliant
people
move.
Are giving Blake hell about it, and he's like,
no, it's not that he's disrespecting
not that I'm
her.
I'm being a dumbass. I'm not being stupid.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this about him.
Yeah.
and not
have all these looky-loos out there with Travis Kelce jerseys on.
Y'all realize like how bigger than life he was in his heyday? And then how bad he looked right there.
Oh man, he's in a rough way. He was
skinny, teeth discolored. Like it was sad to see.
He tried everything too.
I bet he didn't try one thing.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. He tried all of the medical stuff, like the chemo and the radiation and all that other stuff. But that's what I don't understand. Hell, he smoked with Willie.
Yeah.
Willie knows that shit. Yeah.
If I tell you, if I get cancer, I'm going that route. That's my last alternative.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
I'm jumping on it immediately.
Ain't got nothing to lose.
Just smoke it?
No. There's a
protocol that
it's a regimen out there.
Oh, well, y'all had to share that off air.
We will.
Yeah, if we share it on air, we'll be canceled.
Yeah, they'll shine a blue light over my house.
That van over there, the lights will come on.
I thought they were just selling
puppies. Do like Goodfellas. We just walk by there, knock on the window.
Come on. You want some coffee?
No, he's like knocks on the door and says, come on, fuckos. We moving. But that was a shame that he passed away. And then they were like, no, Garth, don't show up. We don't need you here.
Okay, last thing. What about Danny Masterson getting the absolute brakes beat off of his ass, going to get lunch, and he was being escorted by two guards, and they were like, oh, no, I can't get there.
Oh, wait, I got to go take this call. Well, you know what? The good thing is, actually, is they're going to move him.
Oh, they've already moved him.
And he's going to get beat up everywhere he goes now. They moved him to a
country club minimum security in California.
They've got people all over that are like looking for him to come rolling in.
I hope. That it doesn't take long.
Me too.
What's the backstory on this guy for those that don't know?
He's a convicted pedophile. He
we're talking about
Church of Scientology.
The guy for That 70s Show, the curly haired guy that wore the sunglasses.
Oh shit,
redheaded guy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that
it was sexually assaulted.
He got convicted of four.
Four that we know of. There was
40 counts against him.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And you know what? Ashton Kutcher almost burned himself to the ground trying to send him a little it's okay letter. And that shit got out. And then they backtracked real quick. So, no, we don't agree with anything that he did and this, that, and the other. But, man, if you got kids and you're trying to uphold somebody's nasty bullshit like that, you really I lose respect for
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got kids.
That's not respect you getting back either.
No.
It's gone, I'm sorry. I can't see past that.
Right. Well, gentlemen, it's been too long, but I'm glad that we got in here. And I told Arlo that we needed to do a World's on Fire because I needed to purge the ignorance that has saturated my brain since the last time y'all were in here. Man,
I'm just glad to sit in here and listen to some of it.
Hello, Clarice.
Thought we were going back to that mouse.
I will tell you this. True Detectives, if you haven't watched the new season of True Detectives,
Detectives, great ending. If you've not watched any of the seasons, start with Matthew McConaughey.
God, best one. That's still the best one. This one's good.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Not so act so fucking weird is what he says to me.
The good news is on that, too, they went ahead and signed up for season 5, so there'll be another one. I don't know how long it'll be before they make it.
You know, True Detectives, what's this on?
Oh,
HBO.
Have you seen the first one?
No, I don't get that.
Let me tell you something. That will haunt you in your dreams.
It's loosely based on the Texas Killing Fields.
Is there not a way to look watch it through something else?
Probably.
Other than HBO?
If you take a look at that whole storyline in that first one with all those kids, I mean, shit, this stuff we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So them stories came from somewhere for them to put that one together.
Yeah. So. That is a great series, man, and it's like Mindhunter on Netflix. Mindhunter was phenomenal.
They dropped the ball on that, not redoing that.
They said
season.
That guy was kind of like Taylor Sheridan, lost his fucking mind when he got a little bit of success.
Yep. You mean the younger guy?
The director.
Oh, the director. Okay. Because everybody
wanted
him.
To come back.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, hell yeah, let's do season 3. And then he was like, no, they're going to pay me. And then that whole thing about Friends. Did you see that when Friends was trying to, that finally came out, when Friends was trying to get like, some crazy per episode. Like
12 million per episode each
and
one.
The director or the producer one came out and said, all right, this is how we'll open up the first season. You all fucking die in a plane crash.
Yeah. Hey, like back in the day, the Hollywood producers had all the stroke. The talent didn't have as much stroke as the producers did.
But y'all are talking about these shows. Have you ever watched Suits?
I have not.
Dude, Brittany has, and
she said it's great.
That show. Watch that. Like, that's all I can do is sit there and watch. It is the coolest shit. The coolest shit. Because you got this kid that literally has got a photogenic memory and or photographic memory, and he can just, he's just, he can look at something and regurgitate it. He takes the bar exam just for the hell of it, ends up faking being a damn attorney and just the process of it. But the fact of how him and these other this other guy that kind of took a chance on him, I don't know, man.
Is this a clean, cool-ass show? Is this spin? I'm David Koresh.
This show's way too cool for that to be it.
I mean, it's a cool version of David Koresh. He just remembered the Bible and people believed in him, and I don't know.
Yeah, nobody's kidding. Drinking Kool-Aid.
I want to.
It's not Kool-Aid, goddammit.
It was the FBI. It was the CIA.
Fiberade! Get it right! I can't work under these conditions anymore.
We're out of here.
That's it.
Later.